the significant majority of builders and construction workers would be very reputable and skilled people. And they've pointed out to me that if you look at the approach across the border in the six counties in terms of building control and regulations, at every stage of a house's construction, it's been monitored and to make sure. And why is this important? Because this is the biggest purchase, the biggest commitment financially of a family in their lifetime. We have to get it right. We've seen across Donegal, we've seen in Mayo, Dublin, North Leinster, the devastation left for families by poor practices. And, you know, I believe the state has seriously failed in its responsibilities to regulate, oversee and guarantee the quality of the buildings that we have.
And we are coming to an important time, aren't we? There are going to be new guidelines published, I understand. We also expect to see an increase in building activity. So it's now's the time to strike, would you say?
For sure, Greg. I mean, it's now 10 years since the boom when we had huge levels of construction across Donegal, and yet in those 10 years we don't have any substantial change to the building control laws. I understand very soon that new proposed legislation will be published. Sinn Féin will seek to strengthen that to make it as robust as possible, because we have seen in Donegal the devastating impact for families. We want to make sure that the state steps up, meets its responsibilities, and that I can tell you this, that the majority of reputable builders out there have nothing to fear from a proper framework.
Finally, a word of those perhaps, you know, who want to go down the direct build route. Is it possible that they will be driven out of that avenue by legislation and into the waiting arms of a contractor?
Well, you know, even people who are involved in direct builds, you know, they're having to subcontract a lot of the work in their homes. So, I mean, I would like to think that they would understand that, you know, it's in their best interest to make sure, similar to the North, that at every stage of the construction that their house has been built properly and the practices that have been used are right and proper. I can't see how anybody can object to, you know, proper building control laws, stringent building control laws, after everything that we've endured and Donegal and families have gone through.